a pandemic, major supply chain fiascos, and a holiday season. Mix them up and look out. I talked to personal finance expert Trey Bodge for some advice on handling a tricky time in the months ahead, how to save money, and how to keep your vulnerable loved ones safer.
It's going to be a different type of holiday shopping season this year, first of all. How is it going to be different? I mean, last year we were dealing with COVID. This year, we're on top of that, we have supply chain disruptions and they're trying to hire people and there's a hiring shortage of people out there, a trucking shortage. How is all that going to affect us?
Yeah, so from the shopper's perspective, this could be a challenging holiday shopping season. And the good thing is that we're talking about this now. So if consumers haven't started already, I would suggest starting early on your holiday shopping, especially if you have very specific things in mind. It might make sense to start looking for them now and placing those orders to ensure that you get them on time.
Can you pretty much expect that you're going to have some hiccups in terms of, because of both the supply chain disruptions and the delivery delays and problems throughout the country?
I would say for very specific items. So for instance, if you're shopping for a toy that's been popping up on the hot toy list, or if there's an item that a teen or tween on your list wants that's trending on TikTok, or a specific electronic item due to the chip shortage, yes, you might encounter some hiccups. And so I do think starting early is a good idea. And, you know, I know that we're suggesting shopping before the big Black Friday, Cyber Monday sale period, but the good news is that retailers are offering sales now, but they are coming and going. So I would suggest signing up for promotional emails from the retailers that you'd like to shop with so you'll be in the loop when they do launch a sale.
What kind of deals can we expect this year?
So there will be lots of deals starting now all the way through the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. Again, they will be rolling, so I would sign up for those emails. And then I do think that consumers need to get a little bit creative about extra ways to save. Of course, the consumer price index is quite high at the moment, so prices will be higher than expected. So for instance, with AARP, who I'm partnering with, they have a lot of great deals that you can take advantage of. So for instance, at Walgreens, you can earn between 7-10% cash rewards on Walgreens branded beauty and wellness products. So that's a great option for gift giving. If you are planning to ship your products, shipping prices are a bit high, but with your AARP membership, you can save 5% off domestic and international shipping. So these are the things that consumers will need to do to try to stay on budget. So save a little bit as they go, and you should hopefully come out okay.
Do you have some advice for gifts we can give to people who we can't see in person this year?
Sure. So obviously, because of COVID, we are still concerned about this. We may see more family members than we did last year, but we may not see everyone. And so I do think that shopping early would be helpful, because especially if you're shipping gifts from a retailer or brand, you want to get that order placed and just let the recipient know there might be something arriving a little bit early. And that would, of course, be the good news. And then I think gift cards are a great way to go. You can order gift cards on a gift card site and send an email notification for that. I think subscription boxes are a great option as well. They'll receive an email notification and then maybe they'll get that exciting subscription box in January. So something to look forward to. I think those might be good options for those friends and relatives who are far away.
Any advice for staying in touch with our family and loved ones during the holiday season this year?
Yeah, I think it's really important to remember that if you're not going to be seeing a relative, particularly if there's someone who lives on their own, to keep in touch with them, maybe set up more regular calls or FaceTimes with them. Maybe it's weekly or daily just to check in. You can maybe show off your holiday decor at home and they can do theirs. Just to interact and stay in touch throughout the holiday season, I think is a good idea if you're not going to be seeing someone for the holidays.
And that was my talk with personal finance expert Trey Bodge.